In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Where else can we go? Where else could this father go? His son was sick and about to die. Frantically, he sought that miracle worker from Nazareth. A father will go to great lengths to help his suffering child. He had a plan. Find Jesus and bring him to his house. The other sick children will just have to wait. The other dying will just have to make do, for his son was important and needed Christ now. And surely Christ would help a child and calm a parent's anxious heart. We may not have a suffering, dying child, but we have frustrations, anxieties, problems, grief, sorrows. We also have plans. Our plans always involve Christ. We're not that dumb. We always include him to some degree, but most often we limit him. We put him in this nice little box of our ideas. These were the only two options we could come up with. Either Jesus comes and helps my child, or he stays away and the child dies. Either he grants me financial stability, or he stays away and I have to work hard and get it for myself. Either he renews my strength and my energy and my zeal, or else I simply continue to deteriorate and slow down. These are the only options we can come up with. How nearsighted we are. Like the royal official, we want Jesus to follow our carefully laid out plans. We want to see our children succeed and our grandchildren grow. We want God to be on the same page with us as we lay out the plans for our children. We want God to keep our strength and energy, our independence, so that we can help others. We want him to give us financial stability so we can continue to bless them. We want all the bad things in life gone, so we can enjoy God's innumerable blessings. We want that miracle worker to follow our carefully laid out plans. But our plans are often geared toward this life. Our plans focus on struggling against flesh and blood, making our way in this world, trying to get ahead, trying to carve out our little section of life here. We know we need Christ's help. We know we can't do it by ourselves, so frantically we run to Christ for help, begging him. But he's never on the same page as we. He doesn't seem to be following our plans as we make yet another hospital visit or are confronted with yet another large expense. And he's not. Christ is not following your plans. The word he spoke to the crowd, he also speaks to you. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe. Jesus threw the official's plans out the window. He did not come to be some miracle-working genie, simply doing whatever the people wanted him to do. And he throws your plans out the window as well. Because he knows that you forget. He throws your plans out the window because he knows that you forget this earth is not your home. Heaven is. He knows that you forget that this money is not your priceless treasure. He knows that you forget that these relationships are not your closest relationships. He knows that you forget that these joys are not your greatest joys. Yes, he knows that you struggle, but not against flesh and blood. Yes, he knows that you battle, but not against cancer and disease. Yes, you fight, but not with swords or with guns. For you forget that your battle is not against these earthly things, but against the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That is your battle. For they are constantly trying to divorce you away from Christ and his word. If you think I'm exaggerating, then how many of our yearly plans or even daily goals involve meditating on the Word of God and receiving his forgiveness? We are distracted. We are distracted by the things of life, by sports, by entertainment, by politics, and by anything and everything. But Christ sees clearly. He's not nearsighted as we are. He doesn't play by our rules or give in to our ideas. He won't stick to our plans. He will do what is good. He will do what is right. He will always give what is blessed, and he gives what is miraculous through his word. Go, your son lives. And the ruler left confident that Jesus' word is good and right. What Christ said must happen. He saw nothing. Perhaps he felt just as anxious as any parent with a suffering child would. But now he had a certain and sure word of Christ, a permanent and lasting word that could not change. So in faith he left, trusting that he would soon see it all. Christ knows that your struggle is not against diseases or germs, or it's not about finances or even politics. But your struggle is against those hordes of demons constantly pursuing you, trying to divorce you from the Word of God. They will use your health and your sicknesses. They will use your riches and your poverty. They will use sports and entertainment and politics, anything they can to distract your mind from Christ and to get you to think that all the problems out there really don't have to do with the Word of God. So Christ comes to you and speaks his word again. He gives what is good. He gives what is lasting. He gives you what is miraculous. I forgive you, he says. Which is to say, because I live, you also will live. And you leave confident that Jesus' way is good and right, that what Christ said will happen. After all, this is the word of him who spoke all things into being. This is the word made flesh, who gave his flesh into death for you. That is God's plan. That is his solution. He takes your sin and fights your battles in your place. He crushes Satan's head by his cross and scatters those demons. He enters death's mouth, rips out death's heart, and tears open death's jaws. He lives. So how could you ever die? He's victorious. So how could you ever lose the battle to any demon? How could you ever lose to cancer or sadness or grief or old age or even death? You can't. For you have the word of him who lives. Because I live, you also will live. And though you may still feel just as anxious as a parent with a suffering child, you cannot be overcome. You cannot falter or fail. For you have that word of Christ. That word puts your life in its proper perspective. It puts all your problems and stress and burdens and anxieties and frustrations in their proper place. It also puts your plans and ideas and solutions in their proper place as well, for all is secure by Christ. Your life doesn't depend on how well you can navigate it. It depends on the Word of God. Your children's future does not depend on how well you can craft ideas and a plan for them. It depends solely on that Word of God, life. But as you depart this sanctuary, you see nothing. You don't see your son healed. You see him still sick and lying in bed. You don't feel your energy restored. You feel drained. You don't feel brave or strong. You feel weathered and beaten. You don't see your feet skipping, but slowly dragging along. You don't feel joy, but longing. And take Christ at his word. Has he lied to you yet? Has he failed to defeat any disease, any problem? Has he left any devil unconquered? Of course not. Despite what you see or feel or have to deal with, you have the word of Christ, life. Despite what is waiting for you at your house, you have that word of Christ that will never change, life. And when those holy angels meet you to welcome you into those heavenly dwellings, then you will finally see just what that word of God did for you. that truly God healed you through that font, that he helped you through his word of forgiveness, and that he cured you from every disease and ailment at his holy altar. That is the plan God has for you. That is the plan God has for your children. For you see, God did heal that official son. It was in his way and at his time. And God will also heal you in his way and in his time. He will remove all the burdens from your life. He will purge your body from sin and every ailment in his way and in his time. You have his word. You have his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.